So rule 10, that's to be precise in your speech. And I like that one because it's associated with the idea of aim. And that's an unbelievably important idea, a very, very fundamental idea, because we're aiming creatures. You know, our perceptions are oriented around our aims. This is one of the most important things you can possibly come to understand, I would say, is associated with that rule 10. Most important psychological facts that you can understand. This is something psychologists have really only worked out, I would say, in the last three decades, something like that, is that we orient our perceptions around our moral aims. And that's really something to, it's like there's an old Buddhist idea, you know, that the world is illusion. And that's true in a very complex way. It's not true in a simple way, but it's true in the complex way, in that your perceptions, the way that you, with the way the world manifests itself to you. And I'm not talking about your opinions. I'm not talking about what you think. I'm talking about the facts that make themselves manifest to you. The things that you see out there that appear to be self-evident are associated irretrievably with your aims, with what you're attempting to accomplish. And that's directly associated with your moral structure. And so you see the world through your moral structure. And that is really, I tell you, man, you can meditate on that for about a decade. It's such a staggering realization to understand that the world lays itself out for you through the lens of your moral striving. And that's technically true. It's not hypothetically true. It's metaphysically true and it's philosophically true, but it also turns out to be neurologically true. And it makes a certain amount of sense because, you know, you are, after all, not just an information gathering creature. You're not just someone who's a machine that's designed to reflect or understand the structure of the objective world. That's not what a human being is. A human being is someone who's striving in the world to accomplish whatever it is that needs to be accomplished to stay alive and to propagate life, right? I mean, you've got a telos, you've got an orientation and an aim and a meaning. And the fact that your perceptions would be tuned to help with that is somewhat of a truism in some sense, right? How could it be otherwise? It's not like you're objective, right? You're certainly interested in your own, well, let's say at least in your own lack of pain, if nothing else. And so why wouldn't your perceptions serve that? But your perceptions serve that, and then your motivations fall in line, and then your emotional structure follows that, and so do your thoughts. And so all of that's nested inside what's essentially a moral structure. And so one of the things that implies is that the way the world manifests itself to you is directly a consequence of your morality. And if you know that, then that's a good thing to know. That's terrifying, because one of the things that you might also come to realize is that if you're overwhelmed with bitterness and resentment and your life is a catastrophe in some ways, and I know that terrible accidental things can happen to people, I'm perfectly aware of that, but that there is some possibility that all of that negativeness that surrounds you and enshrouds you is actually a consequence of errors in your moral reasoning. It's highly probable that that's the case, you know, barring random catastrophe, which has to be taken into account. Because I'd never say to anyone, well, you know, if you're suffering, it's your fault, because people have bad luck and they can suffer for all sorts of reasons. But there is the possibility that there's some element of the misery that encompasses you when it does, that's a consequence of an error in the way that you're progressing through life with regards to the aims that you're pursuing. It's highly probable.